You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Hello and welcome to the Man Dog Pod. I am one of your hosts, the Ryan Rosenberg, accompanied by my other genius and beautiful and hilarious host here, Dan Lippert. Hey, Dan, how you doing?
From the Ohio State University.
That's right. That's right. The Miami of Ohio. How you doing? How's What's your up? New Year, baby?
Oh, let's just say old acquaintance has been forgot, as the song goes. Oh,
I don't know those actual words. I sort of know how that sounds, but I don't think I know that part of the song. What does it say?
I don't know what it means, but it's shall old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind. Shall old acquaintance be forgot in days of auld lang syne? Which that part, who knows?
Right. Maybe it's like move forward, new year, new, don't look back. Is it like that?
Yeah. What's
forget the past?
Auld lang syne mean?
Is it German?
Long, long ago, days gone by. That's what it means.
Okay.
Yeah. What's it about?
I don't know. Well, I'm not gonna guess because I just won't know. But happy New Year! I hope you had a nice little rest. We're back on the box. We're in the podcast studio, aka our respective homes. And
I like on the box.
Yeah. Well, on the box, I think is like what's on TV. That's how I think of it. What's on the TV box?
Unless it's HBO, which is
clearly
thinking
not
outside the box.
Clearly not TV. It's a whole different thing.
No.
Yeah. You're sipping tea.
Mm-hmm.
You got a same haircut. No haircut.
No haircut. Yeah, well, Omicron's back, so we're not cutting anything again.
No, we can't go out again.
I rounded a corner right before this because there was some dog noise I had to check on. Mm. And boy, I bumped my, what's the thing? The little nubs on both sides of your foot.
Like the ankle bone?
Is that your ankle bone?
I get, that's what, that'd be my best word. Yeah.
On either side?
Yeah.
And it is a throbbing now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nothing like a little bone on wood contact.
It's bad. And I have it almost daily, I would say. I have a lot of, I am big.
I've booby trapped my own house.
And I have booby trapped my house. In case the sticky bandits come for me.
I feel like the older I get, the more I just walk into the corner of everything. Even exiting a room, I just won't make it through the door clean. You know what I mean? Same. I just like, why didn't I step 6 inches to one side there?
I noticed it especially when I was at my brother's place over Christmas. And, you know, when the kids go to sleep and you're trying to be a little quieter. And you really noticed how much you bump into stuff when you're, like, specifically trying to be quiet. It's like, yeah. I can't get through a doorway without bumping it or knocking something over or whatever it is.
I think I'm getting ornerier as I get older because I'm like, who made that sound? Just be quiet over there. Don't get ice from the fridge. And so now I project that out when I'm at my sister's house, I'll like get up to get a glass of water and the whole house is asleep. There are two girls and them. And and then I go to get ice or something. And it's like I'm like, I'm so sorry. But I also kind of need my ice. You know what I mean?
I need my ice.
I gotta be quenched.
All those noises are, suddenly. So like putting a pot away or.
Right.
Yeah, pouring a cereal.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's. Let me get this rain stick out and eat it.
Well, happy New Year.
Thank you to you as well. And to you at home listening as well. Thank you for being patrons of the pod, since this is a patron only episode, right?
That's right. Thank you so much. We are excited to enter our third. You know, numerical year doing this podcast.
That's
right.
Yeah, we finished 2 years and now we're in our third year, but the third calendrical.
We'll have spanned 4 numbered years. We started in 19.
That's right.
20, 21. Doesn't matter.
God, does that feel a long time away ago? Someone said something like 2016 was 7 years ago. And I was like,
yeah.
like it made me feel like that's like two high schools. It's like been such a long time, but it feels like just regular current modern. You know what I mean? Like time is a flying.
Time is a flying. It's too much. It's too much. And especially when the
tax man keep knocking.
Tax man keep knocking.
I mean, time keep flying. Tax man keep knocking.
One of my favorite things about learning more about the Beatles is how much George Harrison hated the tax man.
Is that true? So did he keep talking about it?
He really hated taxes. Yeah. I mean, obviously the famous song, but right. I guess he was obsessed with hating the tax man.
Right. Well, I guess I do too. I mean, in our current system, I believe everybody should pay their taxes, but I wish we didn't have to pay to just exist. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I definitely have no idea about anything, but I feel like my taxes aren't going to what I would ask for them.
Seems like there's a lot of rich, happy people, and we're not a part of it. That's all. Yeah. That's what it seems like to me.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I'm going to pay my taxes this year. I don't know how you feel about the business taxes, but I think we maybe skip them.
We could skip them. I got a letter from the old state of California, or no, from the federal government saying you underpaid $750, and I was like... I didn't know. I don't know.
I know. I guarantee you I have so many outstanding bills that are like $750 that I'm like, well, those are never going to get. I can't. Yeah. I can't go backwards. We can't go backwards. Fleeting new forgot or whatever.
Yes. you know what I mean? Awful fleeting indeed.
Yeah. Awful waffle.
I'm not looking backwards. That's to any of the bill collectors. Let's live in the now.
All I'll say to bill collectors is I hope you're really good at your job. Yeah. Because it's just not, I'm not going to help. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to do the bare minimum I have to do to keep myself out of trouble, but I'm never going to try to help them.
No.
It's just not going to happen.
I had a ticket in the city of San Francisco years ago when I was in college when it happened. And I turned left on a no left, but it's, you know how you're in a new city and you just don't know anything.
You know, you can't tell. You can't be held responsible for that.
Yeah. And the guy ended up being like, okay, I'm not going to give you this ticket, but I had come from Arizona and I didn't have a license plate on the front of my car, just on the back. And the guy was like, I'm going to give you a ticket for this thing because in California.
It's like a fix-it ticket versus a trouble ticket.
I fixed it. I sent the thing in. And they never got it. And so, or whatever happened, classic. I don't know.
Or whatever happened.
But I know I fixed it because I have the thing on my card. I remember because it was a weird rule. You can either go to the DMV or you could just have a cop sign off on it.
Yes.
Like any cop on the street can just sign it.
Right. Proof, and then mail it in or whatever.
Yeah. And so they never got it, whatever. And I started getting calls from them and I was like,
my God.
I'm just not going to pay this.
Sorry, guys.
I don't know. It ended up going to collections, and so I had to call the guy at collections, and he was so mean, like, because that's their strategy, is to really scare you.
Right.
And he was like, this is really bad. I mean, if it's gotten to us, it's really bad, and if you don't pay this, it's going to be really, really bad.
Right.
And I tried to pay it, and my credit card declined it. And so I was like, hey, this is never going to finish. Like, like you said, you better be really good at your job, because it's just not. I've gone above and beyond here.
Because I heard collections. I didn't hear police. I didn't hear law. I heard guy that, like, then you kind of are off scot-free because it's like, you bought my debt. You just bought a bad investment. You're not going to, you're just not going to get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because at that point, the legal system has given up on it. They're like, I don't know, we'll privatize it. Good luck, guys.
This isn't worth it for us. Yeah, you figure it out.
Yeah. I had the same thing where I got a fix-it ticket and, you know, whatever happened, whatever, I can't remember the circumstance, but it didn't get turned in on time. And then the same thing happened. Something about the postal, I don't know. But same thing where it was like a fix-it ticket for $25, but then I got a failure to appear in court because they didn't get the thing on time. And that's like a $1,000 fine and potential jail time. And so then I had to, like, get community service because to pay the ticket was now $350 or something like that. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't pay $350. I'm just going to do the community service. But then I was too lazy to do that. So then I was like, all right, I'll pay $350, whatever. But the collections thing was like, Jesus, this happened quick. A piece of paper didn't get turned in on time and you're, oof.
Yeah, it's a pretty fast Titan for sure. I feel...
Hey, you're not in trouble. Lucky. This is $25 unless it's past the 10th, and then you're going to jail and have to pay $10,000.
Yeah. You got to figure out how to get to court. Right.
They do give you a chance, but if you don't take it, man, they fuck you.
I love all those people who are like, you know, you just go to court. The cop usually doesn't show up and they throw it out. And it's like, that's not going to happen to me.
Yeah.
It's maybe happened to like two people. And so everybody says it.
If I go to court, I'm getting in trouble. That's how I view it. I'm like, let's not even get to the court part.
I'll be held in contempt. I'll tell you that much.
Well, I cannot keep my cool, especially if there's a judge present. Ugh. I was eating a sandwich the other day. There was a judge in the room. I couldn't calm down. Well, Dan, it's the new year, and I got to say, it's the new you. I'm looking at you. You're looking great. Looks like you are just the not a new man because it didn't need to be a new man, but just refreshed, you know?
Interesting. I feel a little refreshed. I'm taking it one day at a time here.
Love it.
Trying to, you know, we talk about this, but it's so weird. Because it was like, okay, new year, that means, like, change it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Make a little of the shifts that you wanted. It's an excuse. You spend the last 2 weeks to 6 months of the year before being like, all right, it's a new year. I'll change everything then.
2 weeks to 6 months, yeah, something like that. Right around summer, I get senioritis for the year.
Yeah, I get senioritis for life.
Yeah.
And now it's like, all right, let's change it up. You know, but there's nothing to change. What do I do?
What's the new option? What is it that I want? That seems to be my big question of like, well, yeah, I could do any of these things. What do I actually want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Not, what you have to do, you know about it, you're working on it, whatever. But with all that free space and all the potential new choices I can make.
Yeah.
What are those? Do I just want to keep it the same? I don't know. I do feel a year older. You know what I mean? A year more ready, year more responsible. But maybe I just expect more from myself now that I'm older.
Right. Yeah. I don't know what I want either. It does certainly feel a little bit with the Omicron stuff that like all the unexplored like fears and feelings of 2020 of like, what's the point? You have no control over your life.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I pursue something so frivolous? Like, what am I going to do? Like came back a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was like, no, this is really, we're really in it. Like it didn't just go away.
Yeah, it was definitely like the classic two steps forward, one step back thing. Like I really thought after vaccines, it was like, wow, truly like a breath of fresh air. And then everybody who has a fresh booster gets the virus and you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
I truly thought I was going to be able to think like we were past this, you know, but you just got to stay on your frickin' toes, I guess.
You know, I was reading our friend Jake's book.
Train to Be Myself.
And he talks in it about like improv and his relationship with it a lot, but there's just in one of the paragraphs he's talking about it. And I got like kind of emotional reading it. Cause I was like, God, I fucking miss this so much.
Mm-hmm.
I like, don't think I've sat with like how much I miss everything that is a part of improv that we talked about a lot at the beginning of the pandemic,
right.
But it's like the live show element. Audiences laughing, like the energy of it, having something to do with your night, seeing friends, like
getting to be so creative. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's just like, it reminded me that was like a big thing that I thought was kind of going to happen after the vaccine. And it's just like a lot of false starts. And also made me feel like I, not necessarily a regret, but like, I wish I had just appreciated 20% more with the stuff we did get to do. Because we got to do some really cool stuff in that window.
Mm-hmm. But you're like, it's just the first one. You're like, no, it was also the last.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's so true. It also, like, being around the theater and with all those buddies was something I did so often and relied on. And also, like, it was a way that I spent my time that made me really happy that didn't mean that I had to spend a bunch of money.
Yeah.
And I'm finding that now the only thing that makes me happy is spending money on food and drink.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, that doesn't work very well for me. That doesn't like, it doesn't work very well for my like waistline, which then in turn kind of makes me not feel great about myself. I'm like, oh, I can't stop eating. Like, I just feel like gluttonous. But I think it is because I'm like sad and like filling that hole. You know what I mean? But it's also just fucking expensive. And so now it's like I'm a little less happy, I'm more broke, and I like my body a little less.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, that's what I miss about it, is that it was like the place I went every day to be happy, or what, you know, or just knowing that at least this week I would go once or twice. And totally. Now that that's gone, it's like, fuck, what am I going to do this week? I need to go to Sugarfish, or I need to get a donut this morning, or like, yeah, I do miss that for sure. The social element, I think, for me is the big, big thing. The performing is a huge part of that too, but just like being in the room with everybody was so fun.
Yeah, I'm with you on all that for sure. Especially that cycle of like the thing that makes me happy is also the thing that makes me unhappy in the longer run.
Right.
Like this spending money, eating, etc.
Right. Well, you know how like therapy kind of like, if I'm feeling stressed out or I'm feeling emotionally, you know, sort of at the end of my rope, I'm like, well, I know I have that therapy appointment on the books where like I'm gonna get to deal with all this stuff.
Right.
So it only ever gets bad for a week, you know? And I think improv and the UCB community and whatever also did that for me of like, well, I'm only ever going to go a week at the most without seeing most of my friends.
Yeah.
Now it's like, man, if I don't reach out to someone every day from my house alone, I'm not going to see anybody, you know? Or like, and that is hard for me. That's like the natural built-in thing was so, so helpful. And I think... yeah, I didn't mourn that maybe till right now.
We'll give it some time to mourn.
Yeah, thank you.
When you're talking about it now, it almost felt like, I wasn't aware of this, but like you get to let some air out of the balloon.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you get to see some friends or some people, you get to talk about what's going on in your life and what you're stressed about, what you're happy about. You get to hear about that from other people, like connect a little bit.
Right.
And then you get to like let it out a little. And now there's just, no, you know, if you... now, every time you're with people, it's either like, all right, the balloon is letting all the air out because, like, it's the only thing to talk about. Mm-hmm. Or we're, like, ignoring it and just trying to have a nice time. But not, it doesn't seem to, like, fill that same hole.
Right. Yeah, just to be carefree. We had it for a little while.
We did.
And you can still find it. It's just a little more solo. My carefrees now are, like, going for a drive and putting the windows down. I'm like,
that's nice.
Oh, I'm gonna just enjoy this. This is allowed.
That's nice.
Yeah. Anyway, I played golf this week. That was nice. I haven't played in a while, and it felt really nice. It was a beautiful, just day outside. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've been cooped up in the house, and it was really nice to get some breeze on my skin.
What'd you get? What was your handicap?
Almost all the way. I did not play very well, but it was a lot of fun. I played well on the back nine. The front nine, I struggled, but the back nine, I did really good. So I got better as I went, which was a happy day. If you get worse as you go, you leave upset. But I left pretty wait
I'm
a second.
Bad.
Next time I'll start good and continue to get, you know, but, yeah, I'm playing again on Thursday. This might be the year of golf for me.
Nice.
It's just such an easy thing to squeeze in, like, in the morning or something like that. I never thought I'd become a golfer. Well, our good buddy, friend of the pod, Greg Gallant, really loves to play. So we'll sort of, like, last minute get the itch and text each other, like, I think I'm going to go tomorrow morning. You want to go? But again, I'm not a great planner, so I don't go that often unless we're like on a roll, you know? Sometimes we'll be on a roll and we'll go like twice a week, and then I'll forget about it and not go for a month or whatever.
Yeah, all you need is one person like that. It's helpful. It's like, all right, great. I can text you whenever and it's fine. And
Yeah, and you feel like they also want you to text whenever you're, you know what I mean? It's like a comfortable, I don't feel like I'm bothering him and vice versa, you know? So, but there's some friends who I know golf, but don't really go all the time that like, I feel like I've hit up a few times and they're like, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll stop asking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to start feeling bad about myself.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Exactly. But boy, it was nice. It's alarming that I'm like becoming a father. You know what I mean? Like, even though I don't have any kids or whatever, I'm just becoming like what an old man kind of is. I like want quiet and a peaceful day on the course. That's like sounds good to me now. I just never would have thought that that's would be interesting to me.
That's funny.
Yeah. Because as a kid, I was like, golf is boring and hard. And now I'm like, I like it.
It weirdly doesn't surprise me about you. You've always had like that, like those paternal instincts. Everybody wants you at the helm of the boat or at the grill.
Right.
It's That's always there.
I know. It's I don't know.
We trust you in a controlled position.
I appreciate that. Appreciate that very much. I think I like the control. So, you know,
yeah,
I'm happy to have it.
You know, I went to the store yesterday. This is just like an offhanded story.
Oh my God.
But I can't stop thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
Just because it's so stupid. I was wearing this very hoodie. This is a Warriors hoodie that you buy in like Chinatown for $10. and this guy at the supermarket was like, yeah, man, Golden State, you guys are going all the way this year. You guys are going to win the championship. I was like, yeah, it's a good team. Klay's coming back. So he's like, yeah, I'm a Lakers fan. You guys are going to do it this year, man. Awesome, dude. And he was just like, okay, cool. But I can't stop thinking about how that guy is so different than me. That he would see someone in the store in regular life or in COVID life.
Engage them at all.
Right. That it's like a stranger, and it's like, I have a feeling and a thought, and I want this person to be talking to me about it. And I'll let them tell me if they don't want to talk to me.
Right.
And I, like, keep thinking about it, because it was, like, perfectly pleasant. You know, he, I guess maybe unsurprisingly by, like, the description of his attitude, like, his mask was, like, a little under his nose, and it was like, whatever, we'll be talking quick. I don't, I'm not too worried about this. But, and he just goes through life that way.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
I guarantee you he didn't get into his car and was like, maybe I talked too much to that guy.
Right. He's just like, nice day, nice chats, all good.
All good. I said what I wanted to when I wanted to.
And it was, right? Like you're saying, he wasn't like a problem or a bother, but just very different.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, interesting.
Because I find, like, sometimes I'll be wearing a shirt of like a band or something like that, and people will be like, oh, awesome shirt. And I'll have to like look down, and I'll feel kind of stupid because I'll be like, what? Oh, yeah, cool. And it's like, I would never do that if someone had a band I like. Right. I don't know.
To me, it's like a lot to be that engaged all day. I think that's what is strange to me is like, I'm not engaged with, I think I realize all the people that are around me, but I'm not like engaging each one of them like that. You know what I mean? That's what's strange to me. Like, I don't think I start up a conversation that quickly.
Yeah.
I'm more like, give people space. I'm like, you okay? I'm okay. If you need to talk, I will, but I don't need to.
Right. I almost feel like the Terminator, where I'm like doing the computer math at every single person I look at.
Right.
And I'm like, how do I avoid talking to this person?
Right.
Like, how do we not get in each other's way at all here?
But it's interesting because I don't find you, it's not like you don't like talking to people. It's not the impression that I get.
Yeah. It's more just like, I guess, an assumption or perhaps it's a projection that everyone is just trying to get by today.
Right.
And then they go home. Right. But, like, there's something almost communal about it, I guess, in a way. That it was before we got on, you were talking about, like, New York and everyone going in for that TikTok of, like, I'll have the Aki sand, whatever, Aki style. And there's something kind of like that that's, like, communal, where I feel very uncommunal. Like, I'm not, like, saying hi to my neighbor. I mean, I am, but they're usually the ones who have started it. And now I also do it.
Right.
Like, I'm not interested. And that, I see one neighbor who knows everyone on the block, and it's like, that's a nice way to live.
It's just interesting how everybody has like a different blueprint inside of like what's appropriate or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I guess who did ask me to behave this way?
Right.
But who asked them to behave that? You know what I mean? Like, it's just everybody has had wholly different experiences.
Yeah.
But I lean more on your side of like, let's all be polite to each other so that nobody has a difficult day.
Yeah.
Rather than like, let me try to make everybody have a nice day. Which I think is how that guy probably feels. Or something that's like, let me put a smile on everyone's face.
Oh, you think so?
Or let me, I don't, maybe he doesn't think of that actively, but I wonder, you know what I mean? Like,
Hey, that guy was happy to talk to me.
Right.
Yeah, oh, nice.
I think like you, like, maybe this is not what you're saying, but for me, it's more like, I don't want to be a problem for anybody. Yeah. So let me make sure that I'm not like in the way, taking too much time, offending. But if they want to engage, I'd love to be very pleasant, but, yeah, but I just don't want to make a mistake. Like, I think that's a big way that I don't know.
I do too. I feel almost like I'm in like, if you focused on me in a nature documentary, it would be like, all right, here he comes. He's like avoiding the males because he doesn't want to get into a fight. And he's like avoiding the females because he doesn't want them to think he wants to have sex with
them. The loneliest man on the planet. That's exactly how I feel. But there's nothing wrong with us. We're not annoying. People can, we can talk to people. We can take up space.
Yeah, it's, and if I saw, but it's also like if I saw like an acquaintance or a friend, I'd be like, hey, what's up? Whatever,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Oh man, this is a slight change of subject, but I thought of it because of seeing an acquaintance. It's, I don't know, it's kind of a long story, but mm-hmm. on Christmas, I was driving back from Sunnyvale, from the, whatever you would call it, Silicon Valley area. Mm-hmm. And my girlfriend Drew was like, we were like, well, let's do Chinese food for, you know, dinner. And I was like, cool, we should. I just know that I've learned the hard way. In Tucson, you could do Chinese food on Christmas, and it's like kind of, you can make it work. Mm-hmm. In LA, everyone had that idea. Right. Like Jews, Christians.
Right.
The whole, everyone in
it's
LA.
It's become like a huge Christmas tradition.
Yeah, because nobody's with their families here.
Right.
If you're in LA on Christmas, you're probably not with your family.
Right.
That's a broad, but whatever. So, but she, it's like 3 p.m. She puts in an order at Qi Dynasty online.
Classic.
For 8 o'clock. I get to, and I'm not wild about Qi. I'll say that right now. It's good food. It's $19. And it's like, come on.
Right. You got, you're going for the sit down for the, it's your local place.
Yeah.
You're paying for the location.
But, you know, it was the place, and I had no real problem with it as a choice. But so I get there, and there's, like, a huge line outside, like 30 people. And I'm like, okay, this could be bad. I go in, and the restaurant is relatively empty. I thought maybe the line was people trying to eat there, but it was all people there for pickup. Mm. And the woman running the show is, like, gone. She is so frazzled. Ugh. She is not together at all. I'm waiting, like, in the host stand line behind three people.
Right.
For about 5 minutes before I realized, like, this line means nothing because she is not seeing people. She is not, like, going through a system here.
Right.
I see someone we know who I don't know, like, why I need to protect their anonymity, but just for whatever reason, he has been waiting for 2 hours, I find out, from, like, his interaction, and they realize his food was on the counter behind her.
Right.
The whole time.
Just sitting there getting cold.
Just getting cold.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, I need to make sure my order is either being made or not. Because if it's not, I'm going to leave. Like, I don't need to wait 2 hours.
And that's okay, but we're just not going to wait. Yes.
I just need an answer. And so I ask her. I'm like, hi, excuse me. I put in an order, and she was like, Grubhub? I'm like, no, just through your website. She's like, well, where's the confirmation? I'm like, I'll pull it up for you here. I just want to see if it's being made or what the story is. And she, like, hits the thing really hard, like the POS machine. And then gets a phone call and explains to them for about 5 minutes why they can't put an order in because mm-hmm. she's too busy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, okay, I'm seeing a kind of a reason here. She's obviously been put into a very bad position.
It's such a hard job when it's like that. It's, yes.
I'm like so empathetic to the scenario. Mm-hmm. She couldn't have handled it worse. and so then, like, she hangs up that call, walks away. And so I'm like, and I'm seeing, like, 8-10 different people come up to her and be like, hey, I put in an order 4 hours. I've been here for 4 hours. I just need to know what's happening. And she's like, I don't know. And it's like, okay, this doesn't work. That whatever the system is, it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Like, she's not giving anyone any information, and then she's being really mad if anyone asks for information. So I ask again, and she walks right past me. And I'm like, okay, I have not even figured out if my order exists. That's all I want to know. And so then she goes outside and, like, yells at everybody. She's like, hey, if you put your order in through this or this, some of these people got here in person and have been waiting. So Grubhub's not working. I don't know what to tell you. If you just got here to put an order in, you can't cut the line. And she says that to me. She, like, points to me and says, sir, you can't cut the line. And I go, I didn't. I put in an order at, like, 4 p.m. And I was like, I know you're having a really tough night. This, like, looks really stressful and I feel really sorry. I just need to know if the order's being made. We haven't finished a conversation.
Right.
And as I'm saying that, a guy comes out and says the name on my order. And I'm like, oh, that's me. And so she's like, what was that about? And I was like, he said my name. And she's like, so why are we talking? And I was like, you're lucky. Yikes. It's Christmas. Because this could be, like all eyes are on us. Otherwise, I might be very rude. But like, I saw a couple people in line who knew me and whatever, and I didn't want to look crazy.
Yeah.
So I wait. It's like another 20 minutes before the order's done. But on the way out, I saw this woman, Amy Nicholson, who I had like met recently. And so we talked for a little bit, she was like, hit me up, tell me how the food is. I was like, how long have you been waiting? She's like, an hour. I checked in the next day. She waited like 2.5 hours. The woman quit and went next door to Rustic and started drinking while she was still waiting.
Oh my God. I've never seen that in person.
It was insane. This woman was like having a stress dream in real life that I have had.
Yes.
Like I have dreamt what she was going
through. Oh, I bet it's horrific, because the truth is surely that she is like the middleman between.
The restaurant put her in an awful position.
Yeah. But man, you just kind of can't ever talk spicy to me when it's your fault. You know
that's
what I mean?
Exactly right.
Like, hey, thank no you. Offense.
That is the exact sentence there.
No offense. I'm here doing the normal thing I did. I've paid you money, and I'm just here to collect on the thing I've paid for. Your stress is your problem, not mine. Yeah, and totally. I don't want to make it worse, but you do not get to speak to me that way.
That's exactly it. It was like she was being so rude to me and so combative, and I was being like nothing but like polite. I waited probably an extra 20 minutes just out of like, I'm going to give her some time between interactions.
Right.
And it was just wild. But like, the other thing is like, some people were waiting like literally 4 hours. And I was like, why?
That to me is crazy.
This is a dumpster fire. Yeah.
And also there's other restaurants right on that block. I mean, Christmas is closed, maybe whatever. But that's so, I bet you also like when a system like that, it would be so much faster if she stood like outside the door and said like, all right, who's been here the longest? You go in, tell them your name, get your food, and leave.
Yeah.
All right, who's next? You go in, tell them your name, get your food, and leave. Like, we got to just go one by one until this thing gets figured out.
That's exactly it. Everybody probably was thinking the same thing, but I wanted to be like, if you give me 5 minutes, I can fix this. I can, like.
Not true, but I know the feeling.
What you're saying is, the whole issue. It's like Southwest Airlines or any airline where it's like, the airline's like, all right, everybody, all of you at once, whoever's first rules, and everyone else is absolutely fucked for the rest of their lives.
No, that's the system. The system is we don't have one, and we have no. This is not our problem. It's like, well, you fly the plane.
Look, it's A1 through 60. The space for the line is 20 people. It can fit 20. You got to put 60
good luck.
There.
Good.
And you got to figure out, you've got to talk to these strangers in the middle of a pandemic to see whose number is first, and they all hate you if you cut them, even though your number is first.
Yeah, even when you show them the number. I feel so bad going like, sorry, what number are you? Oh, I'm actually 24, so I'm going to stand right in front of you. I'm going to stand right in front of you. They have totally passed the buck of being like the one organizing the flight as if they aren't.
It's absolutely cruel. It's like,
it's so crazy.
This is my job, man.
Yeah.
Why is that so hard? It is, again, I think that's one of the things about us that is different from other people. Some other people are like, excuse me, what number are you? I think you're standing a little too far forward.
Yeah.
Excuse me, what number are you? Okay, then I'm nestled comfortably right between you all.
Yeah.
It's like, all right. Stop.
You know, we're about to be in it together for 5 to 8 hours. Yes. I don't want to be in a fucking fight with you.
I one time saw a lady literally like grilling people about what their number was in the Southwest line. But in that way that was like, I'm pretty sure everybody here is cheating.
Yeah, I'm the only one that's right today.
Yeah, it's like, hey, none of us have a relationship with you. Like, no. Oh, that's such a wild, crazy, man. Meeting someone like that is really a crazy experience.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
because you want to go, I don't have long enough to figure out what's going on. Like, I want to ask you about your whole life and what's the seed of what's going on right now.
At this restaurant specifically, I was watching her, like, she would like start talking to a woman and be like, this isn't why I got into this. I got into this because I love to see people smile. And I was like, this just isn't the time to talk to people about this. And that's not true. It's not true.
Well, also, you don't necessarily get that. You have to do your job. If you were doing your job, we'd all be smiling with our food.
We'd be so happy.
We would love to give you a smile, but all we have for you is scowls, miss. Sounds like a wild night. I'm glad you didn't stay there for hours. That, to me, I almost can't imagine a worse Christmas than standing in the parking lot in front of a Chinese restaurant, knowing that your food is already on its way down temperature-wise. It's already done and just sitting on the counter.
I mean this in absolutely not a sad way at all. Nothing matters to me. I just don't need anything enough to wait 2 hours on Earth.
Right. Yeah.
I will move on, and I will be perfectly happy at the next thing. And, like, the idea that someone else got their food instead of me or whatever, like, that doesn't really sit that poorly with me.
No, I'm like, let's just make me happy soon, and then we'll be, that moment will have passed.
You know what I don't remember?
Everything. I don't remember anything. I know that I'm 35 and I remember from about 32 forward, I would say.
Yeah.
And then next year it'll be 33 forward. Yeah. And then in 5 years, I don't think I'll remember back 6 months. I'll just be like, I'm a goldfish, baby. It's all forward moving. Which I don't know if that's good. Was that good?
That's great.
Yeah, it's really good for you.
It's worked fine enough for me.
Yeah. Well, Dan, this has been a wonderful check-in, and I could keep checking in all freaking day, but we got lives. We got things to do.
We got things to do. We got places to go, people to see.
If you're new to the show in 2022 on January, which is what we're on, thank you so much for being here. We have big excitement for the new year of shows. We're going to be doing lots of improv, comedy, laughs. Dan and I getting to know each other even better. This classic rat-a-tat that you just heard.
It's just, you know, welcome to the rapport.
Yeah, that's right. Welcome to the Colbert Rapport. It's back.
It's back and it's us and it's nothing like the original.
That's right. It's less smart. It's not clever and it's more straightforward, to be honest. So
it's just us talking.
Thank you so much for being here. We love you for your support, for your listening, and thank you so much. Of course, we got to thank our producer and editor, Brian Holmes. We got to thank Casey Trela for the music. We got to thank Annie Wu for our logo. Who else do we have to thank, Dan?
I think you nailed it, man.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. All the people out there listening, of course. Thank you. Yes. And we'll see you Friday with the new improv app and forever.
Forever. We'll see you forever.
All right. See you forever.
Bye, guys.
Bye.